Hi, it's Veronica here. I'm a relationship coach and I mainly work with co-parents, step parents, and this show is just a mix of everything right now. And this podcast will explain why, basically. So I disappeared a while ago from the podcast, social media, and I've tried to come back a few times, but always with just like a few days and I'm out of here again. And I just wanted to share why did I disappear. I know I don't kind of, I maybe, you know, owe you some explanation, maybe I don't. And it is something just I wanted to get out of the chest. And there are a few stuff that I really hope someone will find helpful and or can just relate to it and think, okay, yeah, well, that's just not me. Oh, that's just not me. That's me. There we go. Brilliant start. And so we had a lot of things going on in our life as a family, you know, with talking about parents and grandparents. I lost my grandfather. There was some abuse going on in my family, not talking about marriage, I mean my family, and done by a family member. The interesting thing is that I don't know if other family members think that was abuse or not, but it's something, you know, to process and something to deal with and start talking about it when I feel ready to talk about it. Another thing that really kind of shook my world is that I'm in a high risk of breast cancer, so I had to get some checks done, which, you know, you're doing with like, oh, I'm on high risk because of the others. So I just get it done, and in my mind, I just didn't really think of myself. I thought about the other members of the family who were impacted. And then kind of like I realized like, oh, man, that's just like I did the tests and walked from the room and I just started crying because I could finally present that, oh my God, this concerns me as well, you know, in my life. And my child now. And obviously there has been some birth trauma I've been processing, and it has this kind of weird trigger that I feel like I'm alone. And it's really kind of like weird trigger, but yeah, it's something to do with me giving birth during a pandemic. And obviously raising a child, study. And another impact was really, I got sober before I got pregnant. So it's like, I'm going to be 4 years sober soon. But the sobriety itself is just really interesting journey because you, anyway, I will talk about it a bit later. And there are other things that I, you know, this is like normal day-to-day life, but being here on this podcast, I thought I just have to do something what I've been doing in the past, which means step-parenting. And I just was like, but I don't want to do it anymore. Like, I don't want just doing step-parenting and or step-mom problems. I want to do more. And I was really scared to make a shift because I thought this is what I know for. This is where my clients are coming from. I just can't change, you know. It's just, if I change it, it will impact me or it can impact the audience. And I was just like, oh, I need an ideal client and marketing funnel. And I just got to the point, well, I just don't want to pigeonhole myself in step parenting. You know, I just stopped showing up because I lost the passion about the step-parenting. It's not like I don't want to do it anymore. I will still talk about it. But there was something missing and I want to do something bigger. But what I thought is that this is just starting all over again. Okay, so if I will stop doing the step-parenting, what I will do? Will I do motherhood? And then I kind of start making the shift. And then I realized, but I don't want to do just the motherhood. I don't want to talk about only about motherhood and mom stuff and the activities we're doing and crafts and those. Like, no, that's not me. So I just stopped again. And then I said, okay, let's go back to step-parenting. And then I stopped again. And I thought that, like, you know, when everyone talks about it, like, you need a business plan, you need the marketing or whatever, a sales funnel, you need an ideal client. I'm not saying you don't need this for every, you know, every business, but some businesses or some moments of your life, I just felt like, oh, I need to forget about this. I need to just stop thinking black and white. And that's something what my husband's been telling me for all this time I've been hiding. He's just like, just do whatever you want and see what works for you and for the audience. And every time I start making the shift, I just got scared. I got scared, this is not gonna work out. This is, nobody is liking my post. Nobody is doing this. And so I just got scared and let my limiting beliefs take over. And you know, it's hard because when you don't know what you're doing in a business and then you're dealing with your personal stuff, you just go, okay, well, I will do some self-development. And one thing about self-development, and I've been telling that to my clients all the time, is like, it goes worse before it gets better. And one of the thing is when I start, okay, well, I need to pause the business, I need to focus on, you know, putting myself together and start paying attention to my coping mechanisms. So all the ways and I protected myself through my life, and you know, these the coping mechanisms, they are not great for us. This is just a way to be protect ourselves, the ways we get out of situations, and they are based on, you know, whatever happened to us when we were children or young children or teenagers or later, you know, breakups, divorces, whatever. We just, it's piling up these mechanisms of ways we protect ourselves. And one thing, if you start discovering these and you start seeing kind of like the damage they've done to you and others, and it could be just a little bit, or it can be like just little things, it can be painful. It can be painful to see it and noticing, and it can be annoying and frustrating, and it's hard not to make yourself wrong. And this is where usually we end up in the vicious circle. So we just go, you start paying attention to the coping mechanism, whatever it is, and then whoosh, we are back again. And it takes a lot of time and energy and to, you know, to process it and grow. And you know what, I just got so tired. I just got so tired of my own crap. And I just, like, I could see, like, oh, I stopped caring for my plants that I usually was really good at. And I had my house was full of plants, but it's a lot of plants. But suddenly, like, they start dying. And I didn't do enough, or I stopped doing all the work on the house that I wanted to do, because our house is just like, yeah, it's work in progress. And I used to do it all the time, and I just stopped. The house has been always clean, tidy, that's not the problem, but I stopped, you know, making it better for us. And you know, some people struggle with the shower or making bed or doing other things. I've just been okay with that. But you know, you kind of start, okay, the plants went first, then the house, or you know, the DIY projects. And then I could see, oh, okay, I'm just doing Netflix, I should be reading. And then I focused on the study quite a lot, and that took a lot of energy because it was, of course, about domestic abuse. So it was, you know, it was not a fun subject to study. And I just got tired. I got present to all my coping mechanisms that it was ugly to see it and watch it. And another thing is that just like when we are talking about our problems, we tend to compare to people with who have like real problems or real trauma, real struggles, they like real tragedies happen to them. And Now we can, like, I saw myself, it's like my body, I was like, I look good, you know, it's not that bad. So that thing, you know, it's not that bad. You know, my financial situation, it's not that bad. My house is not that bad. Or I have nothing to complain about. Or my birth trauma is not a proper trauma. You know, it's not nothing like crazy or horrific. And I have a family, I have a great husband, so, you know, why should I be complaining? But if I'm being really honest and kind to myself, I can see, like, yeah, I did, you know, I went through birth trauma, and because it doesn't feel or doesn't sound as bad as other women went through, it doesn't mean I don't have a trauma. You know, I do have a great family, but I'm embarrassed to ask for help, any kind of help. You know, it can, like, even when you think like, oh, I am happy, I'm really happy, I have a, you know, great husband, amazing son. What is to, you know, complain about? But obviously there is something, because there's something missing. So I should not be complaining, but start, you know, discovering what is missing, what do I need? But what I went in the past is that I hide, I stay small and I stay safe, because, you know, it's easier thing to do and it feels good in a way at the beginning. But it's one of the things when really slowly, that doesn't make any sense, does it? When you one day you wake up and you're like, oh my God, it's just, I'm sad and lonely. And how I will get out of this now. And when I am safe, I'm not connecting to people, to myself, to my community. I'm not talking to others. And if I stay in the safe mode for too long, I lose myself. I lose the track of who I am or who I want to be. And this brings me to the point when I was talking about sobriety. I did a lot of things, and the sober life, it's going on for 4 years now, but I gave up makeup and filters on the social media and on my, you know, on my phone. And suddenly I realized, like, wow, this can be really challenging and triggering to do, because I've been counting on my makeup for so long, or on the filters, and now I'm not using them. And I don't want to use them, but at the same time, wow, this is a lot to process and a lot to get used to. And it can bring certain triggers and discomfort. So I did all these kind of like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. And then I just didn't pay attention to the whole impact. But now what helped me? Start talking to my husband, to my friends, start opening up about the problems and triggers or upsets that I have, even if I feel like really weird sharing these things with others, is just a place to start. And it feels really weird to telling your friends about certain stuff, but it's just practice and it's getting better and better. I had to find a help that suits me. So I love Mel Robbins. So I listen to her podcast, to her audiobooks, and absolutely love it. And giving up this following the rules, so, because, you know, the business stuff basically, and be free from that. Just like, yeah, I can do that. I can just do whatever I want and see how it goes. And if that doesn't go anywhere, I probably will create a business plan. But don't make me do it now. And stop using the makeup and filters helped me to focus on my body in a better way, in a way that what I need, what is missing, listening to my body more, and just being present to what I see. And this is not like, oh, I just love myself now. But I must say, after looking myself better, and without the makeup, I can go and to check myself first thing in the morning. I see myself in the mirror and I don't go, ugh. I go, oh yeah, that's good. And that's really, really good. Or, well, you went to bed really late. Here we go. This is not a good picture. You should go to bed earlier. And lesson learned. So It's really a lot to do, and these are all things why I disappeared, what took me so long to come back, but I'm here now, and I don't know if everyone listened to this, but if you have, thank you very much for listening, and I'm sending you lots of love.